Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Ye Olde Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a Roni parody on YouTube. Go check it out. And I'm also on the Game Brain podcast, which is a board game podcast. And joining me is a very talented and hilarious and wonderful man. He is embedded in my brain. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Batch Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
No, I did not.
That's just, I'm just going to do that the whole time, like Nini.
Yeah, that's good. Or just like come up with a really stupid response that's essentially like you are, but basically makes no sense. So it's like, Well, we're starting the show. You starting the show because you're a stupid show. You're a star of the show.
Hi.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. We're talking Real Housewives of Atlanta virtual reunion, Zoom reunion part two. Before we do that, we want to give some shout outs to some of our listeners who have small businesses that are struggling or just need some love during the pandemic. Ronnie, why don't you start with one?
Okay, this is from Maggie. She has a business called Staff Buffalo. It is a staffing agency in Buffalo. Okay. And yes, that's where the notorious Frank from Vanderpump Rules is from, which is kind of hilarious. I did not know that until today.
Wow.
So Staff Buffalo offers placement services. They also offer job seeker services, which include resume formatting, interview workshop, which is perfect for getting used to video interviews, a networking workshop, and social media audits. They are offering our listeners 10% off. For all you job seekers, just use the code CRAPPINS.
Sweet. And I got one from Kelsey, whose friend has an amazing chocolate business that is entirely owned and operated by her. Her name is Leanne, and she owns Colorado Cocoa Pod. Colorado Cocoa Pod, they create handcrafted chocolate bonbons that are both beautiful and delicious. They're the perfect gift or treat for yourself, and it's never too pretty to eat. So you can go to Colorado Cocoa Pod. That's Colorado and then Cocoa, C-O-C-O-A, Pod, all one word, .com. And they're also on Instagram at Colorado Cocoa Pod. Oh my God, now I am craving chocolate fully. Oh God, I love chocolate.
Yes. I would love to eat some, but I'm finished with all of my chocolate.
I know. I already had a Tate's chocolate chip cookie earlier today, so I have to be good because I'm trying to like ration those out. So, because you know, pandemic times. But man,
well, I keep ordering stuff, but then I'm ordering like weird stuff because I'm like, hey, it's a different time in life, and I should try different chocolates. And it's not like I've never had this stuff, but I would never order like a box of Milk Duds, but I did. And I was like, why? This just kind of hurts my teeth. I'm not really getting it. Mm. Used to like these as a kid. You know, I'm going to stick with my good old standbys, the Snickers, the Milky Ways, mm-hmm. the Milk Duds of the world.
Yeah. By the way,
there's no reason to change.
Speaking of all this food, our bonus episode this week is going to be all about cooking, what we've been cooking, what we you know, ingredients, recipes, all that stuff. We're basically doing a virtual recipe swap. Ronnie and I are. So if you like to cook, if that's interesting to you, or you just know someone who likes to cook and needs some inspiration, check out our bonus episode. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. I don't know when, I think it's going up on Wednesday. So, you will get all that goodness then, but we'll be talking food and recipes and all that fun stuff.
Okay, so here we are for the Zoom reunion. So when we left off, all the ladies are just screaming at each other over Zoom.
Yeah.
And Andy had to pick up his little desk microphone to be like, can I jump in here, guys, can I get in here? So he's just had to mute everybody, basically. And when we come back, he's like, so Portia, you said you were going to send some receipts and talked about Kenya going for Cynthia. And I'm reading them here. And basically, complaining that Cynthia didn't have Kenya's back. She doesn't stand up for Kenya. These are really long texts with a lot of emojis. Could we just get to the point?
Yeah.
All right.
So Portia explains the context because I guess Kenya said that Cynthia is hypnotized by Eva. So Portia is like, well, we had just seen the scene of Cynthia and Bottom Bitch, which is what she's calling Eva. And
I was texting with Kenya like, hey, did you see the show? And this is what she says. She says this is what she does. She says shit and then she forgets it.
So I guess they were texting about like, what do you see what's happening? And then now Kenya's acting like she didn't even text with her.
Basically, this is like trying to return something at Big Lots. Okay, it's a sad receipt. A sad, sad receipt. Okay, this is not a good receipt, Portia. Okay, I had to wait a whole week for this receipt. And Portia goes, yeah, but then you said on the phone that you were going to get her ass. And Kenya's like, sorry, I've never talked to you on the phone, Portia. I've never spoken with you.
Yeah, I mean, basically what this receipt amounted to is Kenya being like, I wish Cynthia had taken up for me a little bit. Like, that's it, yeah, right?
Bad receipt.
Yeah, and then so Cynthia's like, okay, someone is here speaking from Porter Ranch. Okay, I'm friends with Kenya. I'm friends with Eva. They weren't feeling each other then, and you know, Cynthia, you know, like, here's the thing. You know, I don't give a shit if they like each other or not, because I'm not going to get involved, okay? I've been in the circle for 10 years, and everyone's talked behind each other's backs. One season cool with this one, next season it might not be, and this is just the way the circle works.
Yeah, and Portia goes, cheers to your sisterhood! And then puts her drink up to the camera. Mm-hmm. And Andy's like, okay, but what about your friendship with Nene? And she's like, well, you know, when Nene and I fell out, I just felt that she wouldn't take responsibility, Andy. And Nene's like, not true, not true.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hurt each other, Andy. I can take responsibility that we hurt each other. Not true, no lies. Yeah.
Nene, once again, not true,
Nene
not
just
true.
Heckling. Yeah, Nene's just heckling from her little square.
Yeah, seriously. Nene also, she's sitting in, like, her blankets. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but the way her, like, the color of her blankets, the way they were positioned, it looked like Nene was sitting in front of, like, a little, like, train set where, like, it was painted to look like a fog was rolling into the train set town. Did you notice that? It was, like, very adorable back there.
Nene's the mist.
Yeah.
So Nene, he says, where's your relationship with Cynthia, Nene? And she's like, we're not where we used to be, Andy. She hasn't cleaned my apartment, my house in a long time, and my dry cleaning hasn't been picked up for years. So I guess no one's going to pick it up now. He's like, and Cynthia? She's like, Andy, I don't even know why I'm here. I don't really give a shit. So until somebody can get me back to my kitchen counter in Atlanta, the only person on this show that cares about me, I'm just going to sit here and drink. Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Well, the baby boom on Atlanta had the housewives popping a different kind of bottle, and I can sort of empathize with this segment a little bit more than the normal person, because I have a son. Anyway, babies.
I've got a baby, everybody. I have got a baby.
Newsflash, hey, Andy from Andytown wants to say, Andy's got a baby, guys. Andy's got one.
Wow, it's so fun seeing all the babies. I really feel like my son has a few possible girlfriends that I mentioned I've got a son.
Did you notice that Portia has a bloody pig behind her? What is that?
I did note. It was weird. It was like a pig, what like blood coming that? Out of its eyes, right?
It's like a pig that looks like it's been slammed on the head with a hammer. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's like we're sitting here watching Earthlings. Like, I don't need guilt. I don't need Netflix veganism guilt while I'm trying to go through The Housewives, okay? You know,
that pig, that poor pig was like the one in Toy Story that got stuck there when the adult walked in and had to freeze. Like, all the little figurines were like, come on, get to the shadows. He's like, I'm coming. Like, she's going to be in here for several hours. I'm coming. I'm trying to get to the shadows. And then Portia walks in, so it has to freeze right there. And it's just like, oh, God, and just like slowly cracking and bleeding over time.
Yeah, or maybe she just bought stock in Vicky's vodka company, Bloody Piggy.
Yeah, or that too. Know. Yeah.
So Andy's like, Cynthia, what about you having kids? People were going crazy on the internet. She's like, I was kidding, Andy. I was not really thinking of having a kid. Which, okay, but I don't think you were kidding. But okay, yeah. I'll take that.
Well, I was thinking about having a kid, but then as I was reading in a wonderful book called Open Mic, I don't think it's really a possibility anymore. Open Mic, available now on Kindle and
Andy, when I realized that Jill probably had about 20 kids running around that we don't know about yet, I thought, I'll just wait. I'll just wait and see Andy. He's had a lot of sex. A lot of sex, Andy.
I just got distracted because there was a bird flying outside. And it was like sort of like, it was sort of gliding, and then it kept on sort of doing a barrel roll. On it was almost like it was rolling over, and I was like, wow, even that bird over there hears us talking about Cynthia and is just trying to die in the middle of the air.
Birds just start slamming into trees all around us.
The bird's like, what if I flip onto my back while I'm flying? Damn it, I'm still airborne.
So he asked Cynthia about quarantining with her new family, and she's like, it's been good. And bad, Andy. Also very bad. But Noelle's got a girlfriend, and she's super happy and cute. Yeah. And Andy gives her, you know, some props for being a good, accepting parent and stuff. And he's like, so let's talk about this awkward sex conversation that you guys had in front of Mike's kid. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, watching that bad, we were cringing because we never want to come off saying crazy things about sex in front of the kids, but we don't want to shelter her either. And you know, Andy, she was fine with it.
She was not fine with it. She went to bed fucking crying.
She was bawling. It was heartbreaking to watch. Are you crazy? Heartbreaking. Because that girl probably, she probably knew the pandemic was coming. She's like, oh, pandemic's coming and I'm stuck with this crazy mom now.
Do you think that, I mean, she couldn't have known before this that she was getting the boot, right? Because Cynthia seems to know that this is it.
She Which seems is weird. Very resigned. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but she seems like she's been fired already because she's very like, whatever, Andy, I don't give a shit.
I think she's been stuck up in Porter Ranch for like many weeks now and is like, I miss Lake Bailey. Get me back to Lake Bailey.
Yeah. So, by the way, Andy,
for those who are wondering, Porter Ranch is just like a suburban neighborhood in LA, but it's like right up against the mountains, so it's always catching on fire.
Oh, is that really where she's living? Did we find that out?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think she's in Porter Ranch, which the reason why I'm mentioning it is because I was watching Married to Medicine Los Angeles and Dr. Britton. You know, her whole thing last season was like, I want to live in the city, but my husband doesn't want to. So they now live in like in Porter Ranch. And so it's just very top of mind. And I felt like just giving some geographical context.
Yeah, you're sure dropping Porter Ranch a lot today.
It's also very far away.
It's also something that Katie would try and drink. So Andy talks to Marlo about her nephews, and Nini tells us that Marlo's changed because she's not even shopping as much now because she's keeping all that sweet, sweet prostitute money for the boys.
Yeah.
That sweet billionaire prostitute money.
Marlo's like, and another thing. All right, let's move on to Kenya. So, how does it feel to finally be a mom, Kenya? Wait, I already know the answer because I'm finally a dad.
Kenya, how does it feel to be a mom when you're as old as the lady who narrates Titanic? How's that feeling for you?
Kenya, do you ever get onto a ship and throw a jewel off the front of it? That's fun.
We talked about stupid Titanic and Top Chef, and now it's never going to go away. Sorry, everybody. I know Kenya's not really as old as the lady in the...
Near, far, wherever you are, my boob job questions will go on.
God, I love that singer, Celine, I have a baby.
Hey, remember when Celine Dion had a baby and took a picture of it in a lettuce cup? Wow, I'm going to do that too.
Kenya's like, well, it's amazing, Andy, to have a baby. You know, the things like birthdays or Christmas, things like that, they're milestones, Andy. Ha ha ha. He's like, all right, well, you know, being a parent really does make you more into milestone things, I guess. So, good talk.
My son actually just asked me if I had ever had a boob job. And I was like, wow, what a milestone.
So he tells Portia, you're so funny. Are you surprised that you have a baby that like has one of the most no-nonsense faces on earth?
Yeah.
I still thought it was pretty funny.
That was funny. And basically Portia and Kenya bonded over having babies, but then as the season went along, they just like they didn't get as close as Portia thought they would, because Portia says at every turn she was observing Kenya being the same old Kenya, being hurtful to people. I'm like, yeah, that's because Kenya is still Kenya.
Yes.
That's why she's back on the show.
Yes, and then we see clips of Portia being shady
And Andy's like, Kenya, what bothered you about Portia? She's like, Andy, it was just every episode. She just kept saying things. And then when Nene came back, and Nene goes, came back!
Yeah, which was funny because, you know, Nene's like, the implication is I was always here. But it was kind of like an acknowledgement that Nene was either holding out or was refusing to come back, or the producers were begging her back, right? Because the beginning of the season, it was all strange because she wasn't shooting with anyone.
Yeah. And Nene's like, well, it was shady, Andy. And so Portia's like, well, Kenya is a queen of shade. And, you know, she made a comment, the peak of us being friends, she made a comment about doggy style. So why am I supposed to let that go? But you can't let stuff go, and you're always a victim.
And all I could think during this was, how do I keep forgetting that one of the storylines in this was that Dennis is into dogs?
Yeah, like an unexplored storyline. How do I keep forgetting it? Yeah. And by the way, all Kenya did was she made a joke and she said maybe Portia needs to find out what he meant by doggy style. And now she's like, you came from my family. It's like, it was like a throwaway shade. Like you making it a big thing is reminding all of us that there's rumors that Dennis is into bestiality, which is bizarre.
I know. And it's so funny that when Portia tries to pull the victim card, because she just never does it right. Like later she goes, oh, you're calling a woman a bitch? That's the worst thing you could call a woman. Yeah. And then they're like, coming up next, bitch, 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 bitch. Everybody just calling each other bitch.
I thought that she was saying that facetiously, meaning that, like, Kenya is called Tanya the C word.
Oh, well, she said that, like, oh, too. But
yeah, I don't
she
know.
Said that too, but she was trying to make, like, a quick point later. And she's like, oh, and you're calling a woman a bitch. That's really nice, Kenya.
So then Andy asks if Kenya fabricated her whole story about Shamia when Shamia called and said the water was breaking. And Kenya's like, no, I didn't. But she was actually oddly, like, sane in her response, because she's like, well, she posted some sort of receipts, but she goes, I think the whole thing was a big misunderstanding, which is what, like, 95% of all these fights are about. But this is the first time that someone did not, like, dig in and was like, no, I was with her in the emergency room. She was like, no, I think it was a big misunderstanding.
No, she totally lied, though. That's the thing. Whenever Kenya acts contrite, it's because something else is going on.
Well, fully.
Yeah, so she was totally lying. So she says, well, I posted the receipts, Andy, if you want to talk about those. She was saying that she had to go to the hospital and there was pregnancy discharge. And, you know, I'd love to have play dates with Shamia, but I guess we'll see. And Portia goes, yeah, I spoke to Shamia, and she said, you guys aren't even speaking, so you could just keep making stuff up. And Kenny's like, you're the makeup queen, not the makeup on your face either.
Yeah.
And Portia's like, yeah, we're at the reunion, bitch, glam. And she brought my name up. So anyway, this whole thing, Portia says, were texts from like a month before she gave birth.
Yeah.
She had to go to the hospital for this. So yes, Kenya's a big
I mean, Kenya did, yeah. I mean, I always thought when it happened, I just assumed that Kenya's the sort of person who just like mixes facts all up and then regurgitates them as truth, even though she messes up all her timelines, because I know many people who do that. She is pretty much caught here, yeah. So Andy's like, so are you okay? Are you guys okay now? I can't tell. And Kenya's like, well, I've been called bitch several times by Portia today. And Portia's like, I called you at once and I apologized. The same way you call Tanya a cut fitness.
And she's like, okay, girl. She goes, okay, you call a girl a bitch. And okay, yeah. So it's the part we were talking about before.
Yeah, she's like, oh, okay. So, you're all offended now. You're basically called a bitch, but you're out there calling people cop fitnesses.
Okay, yeah, I see. Thank you. It's very important that I get this.
I know.
Straight.
It really impacts. Extremely. It really colors the whole viewing experience.
So after they have this, who can call each other a bitch, that's when we get coming up. Candy and Nene are like, bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch. So then we have like a segment on Kenya's back. Let's watch a video segment about how her life sucks. So we see this whole video segment, and it has the usual like generic, you know, music playing in the background, like, and then at the very end of it you just hear like this weird robot voice go, you know, she's a manacious animal. I was like, wait, what was that?
Kenya's like, I like the soundtrack.
Like, who in post added that? Well, Bravo's editors are really rebelling these days, huh?
So Andy's like, well, you're always hilarious with Shade, but why are you surprised when karma comes back to get you, Kenya? And she's like, I just match other people's energy, Andy. That's what I do. I'm just an energy matcher. Yeah. And Cynthia's like, well, my question is, Andy, is it fun Shade or is it mean Shade? Yeah. And Marlo's like, oh, please, is it fun Shade when she ruins my business event?
My hot, elegant wig launch. Or hot, elegant wig launch. And Kenny is like, well, was it fun Shade when Portia and Shamia drank out of my bottles and made fun of my launch line?
Portia's like, I didn't drink your water. That was Shamia.
And he's like,
I didn't drink your water.
Okay, fellow parents, raise your hand if you thought it was fun Shade. And like Cynthia sort of gives like this half, like her hand goes up meekly, like, this hand, I'm raising my hand for this, but it's also me asking a question. Can I go back to Atlanta now? Do I have to stay here?
Yeah. And Kenya's like, oh, they all laughed. Portia fell on the floor laughing. And Tanya goes, no one was laughing.
And then we see the clip of Portia on the floor cracking up.
Literally cracking up.
And Candy says, it was funny, but I don't know if it was fun Shade.
Yeah.
Which was is the probably perfect true. Answer, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin.
Wokes, it's Nancy Oakes.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland View.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel!
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And she ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So, why did Marlo expect respect from Kenya when Marlo said that Kenya's mom didn't even want her? How would Marlo feel if someone told her nephews the same thing? And so Marlo's like, oh, well, that was 4 or 5 years ago, minutes ago, I don't remember, minutes, years, something like that. Seriously?
And Kenya's like, no, you said it at your wig launch. And then we see a clip of Marlo at that wig launch saying that Kenya doesn't have unconditional love, and that's why Mr. Daly hates her sea bass or whatever.
Yeah, like then she and she wonders why she doesn't have unconditional love, which is a little ambiguous. Doesn't necessarily have to be it's not totally clear if that's directed about her mother, but
well, it sounded like she was talking about Mark. Yeah, it sounded like Mark, but
that's what I thought.
And Kenya's like, nah, you said it. And she goes, well, you did the same shit on me. And Kenya's like, when have you ever even had a man to make fun of on this show other than the one you and Nene were fucking at the same time?
And he was like, oh. And then they show a flashback, which I can't even believe is already 8 years ago, of Nene at lunch with that crazy dude, like in New York City. I think that was like right after she was on The Apprentice, and so she was like, "I'm making moves. I got Trump money, you know.
Yeah, I got Trump checks." So she's like, I wasn't fucking anybody, so don't throw me in your shit, bitch. That's what you're not going to do.
Yeah.
And Kenya's like, your pussy can't even keep a man. It's like, oh my God.
Or Marlo. Yeah, Marlo said that about Kenya. And then he's like, all the men want a social distance from your dumb ass. And Kenya's like, why is it that the ugliest bitches want to come for the prettiest girl? You're the ugliest bitch on this show.
And Andy's covering his face with a card, laughing.
Yeah.
And Nene just starts going, bye, bitch, and says it 20 times, because that's how Nene fights, you know, just repeat something really loudly. And Kenya's going, you're fake. Bye, fake chin. Bye, fake cheeks. Bye, fake nose. And Nene goes, your skin is fucked up.
I know. I was like, ooh, the read we've been waiting for. Your skin is fucked up. And then Kenya goes, oh, here's the Ghost Rider read, which was also hilarious.
And Andy's like, oh, well, Kenya, you feel strongly that people shouldn't go after each other's businesses, but then you went after Marlo's. And then Tanya is just pantomiming, like cheering in a crowd, but she's not allowed to really say anything. Did you notice this whole reunion? She's like, just like air clapping at things and like cheering, but like without a voice.
Yeah. So Kenya's like, well, at the Bailey queue, Marlo is itching to start a fight with me. So I was already mad that Kenya was referring to it as the Bailey queue. Like, Bailey queue is not a thing. Okay. Just say at Cynthia's barbecue. Like, please don't say Bailey queue.
Yeah. And Marlo's like, you showed that you're a clown with that band. Kenya's like, you're a clown.
Yeah.
You are.
So, yeah. And by the way, when Kenya said that Marlo was trying to start a fight, we see a flashback and you see Kenya playing some game and like, it's like, say three things about Marlo or something. And she goes, okay, Marlo's constantly looking for attention, constantly saying something that's not true. She's a stupid skank. Her breath smells. Her feet are different sizes. Yeah, she was totally trying to start a fight.
Yep. And so Andy's like, okay, so basically you can fuck with businesses, but no one else can. And Portia goes, ooh, Andy! And Tanya's like pantomiming, cheering, you know?
Yeah. So Kenya's like, no, she fucked with my business when she talked about it at the Bailey queue. I'm like, okay. So,
and then she goes, now what's the next question, please?
Yeah. So then, hey, Kenya, why'd you call Tanya Cut Fitness? And she's like, well, I was angry, and as angry as I was, no woman deserves to be called that almost as much as no woman deserves to be angered to the point where she would say that.
And Andy's like, do you accept Tanya? And she's like, well, you know, she's defended everything, and I think she just realized she had to say it, so. I'm pulling a rope, Andy. Can you see it?
Yeah. So, pulling a rope. Nene said that Kenya deserved what happened to her in her marriage because she brought the cookie lady to Tanya. Nene, do you still feel that way? I mean, like, why does he even have to ask that? Nene's just doing these huge nods. Like,
yeah.
Andy, Nene, the fog says, is coming in behind me. You better hurry up these questions.
Yeah, Nene's just sitting there, like, with her frozen upper lip, like, giving a dirty look. And Kenya, so there's a long pause, and Kenya's like, well, I have a question. If that's deserved, did Nene deserve Greg having a relationship with the help? And Nene just sits there stone-faced, because, of course, she knows this is coming.
Yeah.
And Nene goes, I guess I do deserve it, then. I do deserve it.
Yeah, she goes, I do deserve it. Who's your man messing around with? It ain't you. And Kenya's like, we're separated. It could be anyone. If he's out on a date, he's out on a date. He's not calling my housekeeper. And Nene's like, well, he's calling everyone around you. You got bad skin.
Bad skin. And Kenya's like, you're boring me. Oh, really? You're a fake ass bitch. Boring. Bad skin. And then Andy's like, well, in Toronto, you hinted that a woman's man was cheating. Why did you not just tell Tanya that you were talking about her? And she's like, I wasn't addressing anyone specifically, Andy. I just directed it at Tanya when she asked questions about it.
Mm-hmm. So Tanya's like, hello, Tanyanto here to speak. Her plan was intentional from the beginning. She thought she had a loaded gun, but she had a blank. It was actually a flower that came out of the gun. It was actually really quite hilarious.
And Kenya just blah blahs some bullshit, as she does. Because Kenya and Nene, this is why it's exhausting having them both on. Neither one of them admits anything. And they just shout lies loudly and then ignore it, you know? So
Kenya Blah Blah.
By the way, I feel kind of bad because the internet's sort of making fun of Tanya so much about her bad reads, because she was like, okay, well, here's what I've got to say. Zip your lips so someone else can say something. Ooh. And everyone's like, oh, nice try, Tanya, which is true. But they should also be like, I mean, Nini's were not much better, right? Like, you
Nini's
got
were terrible, and Kenya's were bad, too. They're both just like, you're ugly. Oh, yeah, bad skin. I don't need somebody to constantly be reading. Like, why does it... Why is that what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Tanya has a right to stick up for herself.
Yeah, she doesn't have to be funny about it. She can just say, zip your lips.
I thought it was funny with her saying, zip your lips. But, you know, I know it's not like an epic read, but Kenya's like, you just got here half an hour ago, but you go ahead. You're doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's so mean to her. Poor Tanya.
Yeah, that's not a read. It's just mean. Kenya's just mean, you know? So at least Tanya's nice. So I say that she's winning.
So Cynthia basically says that Kenya had been sitting on this information for months and months, and if she wanted to use it as a silver bullet base or as a bullet against Tanya, she could have. And the only reason why she did use it was because she got upset at Tanya in Toronto or wherever, or after Toronto.
Right, because Portia basically calls her out, right? She's like, well, how did you know she was talking about you? And so Cynthia has to admit that she told Tanya about it. And everyone's like, oh!
Yeah.
And then Portia thinks she figured something out. She's like, so by the time we went to the spa, Tanya was on game, and that is why she had the wig ready.
And also the producers said something. The producers were probably like, bring the wig.
Yeah. Portia's always at the end of a Matlock episode. It's like, we already knew all this, Portia.
So Tanya's, so then, yeah, Tanya's okay. Basically like, I just don't understand why Kenya can't be honest about wearing a wig. And Kenya's like, I wear wigs occasionally to protect my 24 inches of real hair. I don't hide it.
Yeah, you do. You said for years that you don't have wigs and you don't touch wigs, Kenya. So yes, you did hide it and lie about it constantly. And what are you, hair shaming people? You're follicle shaming people now? I mean, yeah. Jesus Christ. She's like, well, you thought I came for Paul, so you came for me. Now, had I known you had these insecurities about your relationship, I wouldn't have asked about it.
Mm-hmm. And so Tanya's like, she's ready with her big read. She's like, you're asking about my cookie lady, but Mark has a whole restaurant and dessert bar in New York that you're trying to pretend we're not talking about. You were in the sunken, place, and you wanted to pull other people down. Sunken place, Kenya.
The man's fucking an entire Keebler tree in Brooklyn, okay? And she's like, nice read, Tanya. Sunken place. Great job. You're so corny, Tanya. And Andy's like, she's not corny. She's Canadian.
Whoa!
I have a baby.
So, Portia then picks up like a note card, goes,
we have a question from Portia. Atlanta, Tanya, do you think that Kenya acted alone and bringing the cookie lady to the light to shame you?
So Tanya's basically like, you know, Kenya's the one who shot the gun and committed the crime, but there may have been a getaway car. And I do give Cynthia credit because Cynthia, when you roll around with pigs, you're going to get dirty. And at least you knew you were doing the wrong thing. And then Eva tries to jump in and be like, and when the cookie lady showed up, I swooped you out of there. And Tanya's like, Eva, don't talk because you ate those cookies 10 different times. And Eva's like, well, they were good as shit.
They were delicious cookies, what could I say? And Kenya's like, well, let me just say that Cynthia had nothing to do with anything. And Portia's like, well, she said on the after show that she was going to try and get Cookie Lady to come to the party before that even. And Kenya's like, these cookies are stale. I'm bored. And they're like, yeah, you're bored because you're totally at fault here.
Yeah. And,
live
and
face.
And we also saw that footage from the after show. It didn't even make sense. Cynthia was like, well, the cookie lady, she wasn't really, like, we wasn't even sure if Tanya was going to be on the show. So I said, oh, so then I was like, okay, well, then why don't we invite the cookie lady to Kenya's party? I didn't understand any of it. But what I did get out of it was it did sound a little shady.
Well, they talked to the cookie lady, and then Kenya was having, I guess, her baby shower. And she was saying, well, I was going to invite the cookie lady to that baby shower. But then that ended up not happening. And then she kept it, you know, she knew Kenya was just keeping it until the right moment to use it later, basically,
right.
Which is what happened.
Okay.
So then, Andy, we move on to Candy, you got mad at Portia, at a tweet that Portia made saying that you not having an opinion was all the opinion she needed or something. And Candy's like, look, everybody wanted me to have an opinion about something, but I wasn't there. And Tanya has to stand up for herself. You know, like Cynthia brought a woman to a winery saying Todd likes to swerve. And mm-hmm. I had to stand up for myself, and I can't just rescue people every time. And if I was actually there, maybe I would have said something, but...
Yeah, and I think it's noteworthy that Portia wrote on Candy's Instagram that, like, no opinion says a lot, because she then mentions a few other times throughout the rest of the episode, like, well, I didn't say something because I didn't want to get involved. She does it, like, five different times, and now she wants Candy to, like, speak up, and she's going to try to, like, poke Candy. No.
Yeah. Portia's such a huge hypocrite, but she's so funny that I don't care. Like, it never bothers me.
Same. Candy's basically like, I'm not going to get into this mess. And if I'd been there, I might have had something to say. Which is funny because they're all mad at Candy for being the bone collector last episode. And now they're like, well, Candy, you didn't really have anything to say. It's
like, yeah. So then they move on to kids. And does Candy feel as close to her new kid as she does her other kids because she didn't give actual birth to this one? Mm-hmm. And Candy's like, yes, because, you know, it's still my kid and we forget, you know, you love your kid and your kid's your kid. And come on, Andy, you know what it's like. And he's like,
oh, yeah, I know. It's an unusual situation, but it's the greatest gift to give or to get. You know, speaking of giving, I'm carrying Bethany Frankel's child right now. I can't wait to give that to her. That's amazing. That's an amazing gift to give.
Hey, Candy, what's going on with Kayla? Did she get a personality yet? She's like, well, you know, Kayla's in New York. She went back for fashion, and Todd and Kayla...
I'm sleeping. I'm officially sleeping. Even in an answer about it.
So then he asked about how Mama Joyce is, and Mama Joyce and Todd are really good. And then at this point, I had this weird feeling that Candy was talking directly to you, Ronnie. I was like, does Candy listen to our podcast, and is she mad at Ronnie?
Why?
Because she's like, well, Mama Joyce just gets mad because people on the internet are saying, oh, your mama just wants your money, and she's just...
She does.
I was that like, she's totally listening to podcasts.
What she's doing. I know, like, good for you for respecting your mother. You know, you should stand up for your mother, but your mother is a horrible, awful troll of a woman, and she's mad that you married somebody because he's taking her money. She literally had a lunchbox scene to talk about how Todd was stealing your money. Give me a break. And she's like, well, my mom was doing just fine. You know, she had a great life before me, and she showed me a good life, and she does not need my money. And I'm like, oh, so she bought that house then? And look, I say take care of your mom, but your mom's still evil. I'm sorry. Funny evil. She's a funny ass evil woman, but damn, Mama Joyce.
Either way, Candy is listening to you right now, and I think you just better be careful. Be careful.
Could you imagine? Oh my God.
I would love that.
That would be terrifying.
Oh God. Well, yeah, I would to imagine right now Candy just like sitting by a little radio, like an old timey radio, listening to us and like doing her laugh. Just like, see now, Riley, got time to gather around for the podcast. Doing her laugh.
Well, fortunately for me, I think probably 80% of the internet was calling Mama Joyce a greedy ass during all of this. So fine. Candy's like, she starts laughing. Are you impressed that I have that?
No, it's good. I love it. I love it.
You know, I still vape, but quitting cigarettes is slowly giving me back some of that. So you're That's welcome, good. Everybody. One day you're just going to have an entire hour squeaking again. Oh, the days.
Hey, we've been having a lot of fun at this reunion. Let's make Eva cry by making her relive her worst nightmare. So first, let's talk about your daughter and your terrible relationship that you had.
Yeah, this was super sad, not super entertaining. Super sad. Eva talks about her relationship with the donor, as they call him, mm-hmm. and basically says that after the name change, he took her to court to reverse the name change and to get child support and to get alimony or whatever. But I don't know if he could get alimony. They weren't married, right? But to sue her for money and mm-hmm. get the name changed back. But then in court, threw a fit and started acting like such a jackass that he got thrown in jail.
Yeah.
So not sure how that turned out. And then she tells us, Oh, go ahead.
No, I read about it. I was like, what did this guy do? So I looked it up, and he was streaming on like Facebook Live or IG Live, and the guard at the outside the courtroom was like, you can't record in this court. And he started fighting with the guard, and somehow they both fell down an escalator. So a lot of brains over there. A lot of brains.
Oh my God. So then she tells, basically the story of this guy, that she met him. They were just kind of having sex or whatever. It was nothing serious, but she got pregnant. And then, you know, she saw abusive patterns in him, but didn't really think that it could be her, you know, as often happens in abusive stories like that.
Yeah.
And she was ashamed of it and felt terrible, you know, because you feel like that when you're being abused. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad. It's really sad. And she didn't tell anybody until she got beat up so bad that the cops were like, you're filing charges, lady. Yeah. I mean, come on.
This is a guy who worked with Chris Brown for quite a while. So there you go.
Oh, geez.
But they had a fun.
So this is super sad. And she starts crying and
she walks off. Well, she walks off and she's just like, I hate talking about him. And she just walks up to cry. It almost sounds like she's going to talk to Michael or whatever. But she walks off and Andy's just like, wow. I'm like, Andy, you knew all this stuff. You knew this was like, you put her in this position where, she, you know, like, yes, she's going to do it. She knows the deal. But like, don't be like, wow.
Yeah, he like totally exploits it and goes as hard as he can. And then it's just like, it's close up on him and his webcam, just like kind of looking down because he's watching it and his eyes are like crossed and his tongue's kind of over his teeth. You know, like, wow.
Wow, a lot to unpack there.
So then when we come back from break, Kenya's like, can I pop off and call her Andy because I'm a good person? And he's like, okay, so you guys deal with that and we'll move on to Portia, right? So let's talk about the Hot Dog King.
Yeah, so they're quarantined together, they're in a good place, and she said, he starts asking her about like the rumors that came up like a few months ago that Dennis was seen with other women cheating. And so Portia goes, you know what? I was upset, but I didn't feel the need to comment or take up for him, which I think is kind of funny in the context of her getting mad at Candy for not commenting.
Yeah. And so she's saying that he went to a friend's birthday party and was hanging out with all these girls. And they all went to dinner after, which was what really bothered her was the eating part. It wasn't like the partying in a club with all these hot girls. It was the eating part. She's like,
but what I didn't know was he was going to eat after. And then seeing how that looked in the picture, I didn't like it. Now, even though it's going to eat with friends, I know, but he's out at a certain time eating.
She's really mad about whatever waffle he had.
She's just like super jealous because it's one of those nights where she's like, man, I'm really hungry and all I have is this sad salad from Top Chef in the fridge. Like, do I have this or should I wait for Dennis to come home and maybe we'll order in some late night food? And then she's like waiting and waiting and then goes to sleep. And then she finds out that he went and got food late at night instead. Oh, man.
He's like, so what about Dennis fucking a dog? Did you get mad at people making jokes about that? Because I have a baby. And she's like, well,
I was just already numb, Andy. But, you know, thinking back on what they said, yeah, it was disgusting. But I wouldn't expect anything less from these girls, Andy.
Yeah. And so then he, like, she admits that she moved too fast with Dennis and blah, 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 blah. And then Eva comes back. So, so now they're all back. I don't know.
Oh my God, this is so boring. Like, this part of it was like the show. This was the most boring part on the show. I don't mean the abuse. Well, Eva's storyline in general, and then Portia's Dennis storyline. So this is the part of the reunion. I'm like, this is definitely part two, and I need something better to happen. Okay.
So Andy's like, Candy, you made it your business not to be in Portia's affairs. Were you trying to protect your growing friendship, or do you feel she's in a bad relationship? And she's like, well, I'm trying to get back to a better place with Portia, so that's why I didn't really want to have a public opinion on their relationship. So kind of funny that she didn't seem to mind that I didn't have an opinion in that case, so...
Yeah, and Nini goes, oh, so then you understand why I didn't want to have a public comment on why... I didn't want to comment on my relationship with Wendy, right? So you understand that, right? And Kenny goes, what? She goes, what is she talking about?
And then Kenny just starts laughing, which is the best part, when she realizes what Nini just said.
She's like, did she just try to relate her relationship with Wendy Williams to Portia and Dennis? And she just starts cracking up.
And it's also two different things, right? Because Candy is saying that she was in a bad place with Portia, so she didn't want to step back by commenting publicly. But no, like, is... Oh, I guess Nini is saying that she was in a bad place with Wendy, which is why she didn't want to say something earlier. Either way, ridiculous. Yes.
And so Nini goes, no, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And just repeats it 100 times. So Andy's like, okay, wait. So Nini and Candy, you guys have been feuding. And Nini was on Instagram alluding to Candy's spinoff. I was like, she wasn't alluding. She was going straight for her. And Nini's just screaming,
no, I was not. I was not, Andy. I was not. I was on my YouTube channel, which is my own personal channel.
She acts like she got one of the 5 personal channels that YouTube gives out once a decade. Yeah. Like,
congratulations,
oh, wow,
on your YouTube contract.
I'm glad we clarified that it was on your own personal YouTube channel and not IG Live. I'm so glad to hear about that. We see a clip of it, and Nini's like, to me, it looks really shady for one person season after season to get a show while none of the other girls get to do anything. I'm like, maybe that's because the audience really likes Candy, and the audience is really over you. Maybe that's why that happened.
And also, you know, Candy and Todd are out there hustling for those shows. Like, okay, what if we do a show at a, you know, where we take the family on a ski trip? Well, what if we do a show about our wedding? Well, what if, you know, they're always out there pitching those shows, you know?
They're probably also easier to work with.
You've had your shows and they suck, okay? Because you're a void. No one needs to get sucked into another Nini show.
Yeah. So basically, that's. I think we both watched the wedding special that she did, right? It was like Nini and Greg getting married, which is like the least appealing premise for any sort of spinoff. But for some reason we watched it and it wasn't good. It was not good. Okay. Yeah. And it probably did not do well, which is why. But also, like, Nini, if you give Bravo so much trouble with just coming back for a regular season of Atlanta, why would they ever be incentivized to do a show that revolves solely around you?
Yeah, and how many times are you going to walk off a Zoom call, you know? Like, she can't even stay put for one freaking Zoom day of work. So anyway, she says that, and then it cuts to Candy going, well, then if you weren't talking about me, who were you talking about? She goes, I don't have to answer you. I don't have to answer you. It's like, obviously, she's talking about her. And Candy's like, oh, really, Miss Keep It Real? She goes, yes, I am real, Atlanta. Get your smoke somewhere else. And first of all, if I have something to say, I will say it to your face. And who are you to run from? Who are you to run from?
Yeah, once she finds a line that has some sort of rhythm to it, she'll just say it. Who are you to run from? Who are you to run from? Do you like chewing gum? Do you like chewing gum?
Learn from the lunchbox. Learn from the lunchbox.
And Candy's like, I will say it to your face all the time. Answer the question. And she's like, learn from the lunchbox. Learn from the lunchbox. She goes, bitch, go hide in the lunchbox. How about that?
Yeah. And Nini just keeps saying different things over and over. She's like, you were never trying to be cool. You were never trying to be cool. You were never trying to be cool. Learn from the lunchbox. Learn from the lunchbox. Never trying to be cool. Never. It's like she's sampling herself.
The door opens inwards.
Nini's like remixing herself.
She's just narrating how she gets into the room. Go through the front door. Go through the front door. Into the foyer. Into the foyer.
So Candy and Nini are just screaming at each other, right? And then he's like, please, come on, let me in, guys, let me in. And he mutes them. And Kenya's like, you're muted now. Ha, ha, ha.
They don't even realize that they're muted. They just keep on screaming at each other, which is great. Because Candy's basically like, I was the one who was cool with you, who was trying to help you get back in everyone's good graces. And that's where Nini was like, we're never cool. We were never cool. So Andy, like, basically unmutes them, and he's like, he's like, hey, I want to know how this all started. So Nini's like, well, you know what? They can do all sorts of shit to each other, and it's okay. But the moment anything is done over here, aka anytime I do something, it's elevated to a whole new level. I'm like, okay, Jax, calm down. You know, there is this like narcissistic personality on Bravo that, you know, makes all her bloods boil. all her blood boil. And it's here. It's Nini and Jax. They're like the same person, because Jax was just a week or two ago complaining about how, like, oh, everyone does. Everyone talks shit on. Everyone talks shit in this circle. Everyone does this. Everyone rage texts. But the moment I do it, it's always a whole big thing. It's like, why don't you people ever just stop and think about why, when you, it's an issue? And no, it's not because of jealousy.
Yeah, and she won't admit anything, you know? She's like, well, whenever I do something, well, first of all, it was an innocent question. You went on YouTube, you said something publicly, they're asking you about it now, and instead of giving an answer, you're screaming and yelling and making it a huge deal. No one else is, you know? And she's like, and I texted Candy after that, and I let her know that it wasn't her I was talking about, and she still took it to the next level. Well, obviously, it's her you're talking about. There's no one else on the show with spinoffs.
Yeah, like, or Kim. As Andy said, it's either Candy or Kim, right? And Nini's like, if I want to talk about Miss Boring, aka Candy, if I want to talk about Miss Boring, I would have talked about her. Miss Unforgettable. And Eva's like, unforgettable or forgettable? And he's like, girl, you're not in it.
Yeah, she goes, go back to LA and lick bottoms to stay on top. Lick bottoms to stay on top. Lick bottoms to stay on top. And Andy's like, Candy, you can respond. Lick some bottom. Go lick some more bottom.
I have all the accolades.
Nini just keeps screaming. And Candy's like, okay, well, on that, she said they keep giving the same person a show. And then at the time, you said they started production on this new show. Bitch, yeah. I'm the only one with a new show that started production.
So Nini's like, so it's you. Girl, bye. Bye, forgettable. She's saying forgettable as if she'd always said forgettable. I'm like, you know, you said unforgettable. We know it.
Oh, and Candy, you know, Candy's just screaming right back at her. She's like, you're going to continue to see me. You knew me before I was on here, bitch. You've been singing my songs. So stop singing my songs then.
Yeah, at this point, you know, people forget that Candy, like, if you basically summon Candy, she's like very chill. But if you really come for her, she will usually just demolish anyone who comes for her. And she just goes right at Nini. She's like, I got you here singing my songs. You're singing my songs. And Nini's like, they will forget you tomorrow and your outfits. Which is like, what? And your outfits. And Candy's like, I'm embedded in your brain, bitch. I'm embedded in your motherfucking brain, bitch.
Nini has been a complete fail this entire reunion. And she was last reunion, too. And I don't mean last week, although she failed in that one too. But last year, I mean, she's just been failing for failing. So long. She's just over. Get rid of her. She sucks. Take her out to the junk pile. She's done. Put a fork in her.
Yeah.
So then Nini knows that she's lost, right? So now she's going to do her walk off. We just know this is coming because we know we've watched Nini for years now. So Nini's like, I'm over it. Such haters. They're just such haters. So Annie moves into a different clip about what an asshole Kenya is, basically, and how mean Kenya was to Cynthia. And instead of just letting Kenya take a huge fall, which is about to happen, Nini tries to take the whole thing over by yelling through the whole clip.
Yeah, she starts muttering about, like, what would they do if I wasn't even here? Well, who the fuck are they going to talk to? So then she starts muttering about haters and how, like, she's basically implying, like I'm the star, because if it weren't for me, they'd have no one to complain about, and there'd be no show. That's what she's sort of saying. So she gets up, and she once again closes her laptop on her pre-written reads, which are not very good.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Andy says, you've called Nini toxic. I mean, Cynthia, if Nini's toxic, then what is Kenya? And Cynthia's like, well, I didn't consider Nini a toxic friend. I was just saying the relationship was toxic, which is bullshit. You were saying Nini is a toxic friend.
And she is a toxic friend. Yeah. At which point Andy realizes that Nini's gone. So we now I feel like see the real Andy that you see in production meetings. He just starts to whine. He goes, what? Are you kidding me?
I gotta get home to my baby.
And Eva's like, well, when the heat gets hot, Andy, you get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, and Portia's going, nay, 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 down.
Portia's just been quietly drinking out of her glass of who knows what and just like having a great time.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of part 2 of Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion.
Fun times. We'll be back next week with the third and final installment of that reunion. And tomorrow we're doing a live Vanderpump Rules recap at, you know, midday, at noon Pacific. So go to patreon.com/watchyourcrapins and be sure that you're signed up on the Crapins on Demand level so you can stream with us live as we do a recap of the show. The season finale, in fact.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.